For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Our next story comes to us from Open Minds TV. There they headline a leaked UFO video that was captured by Homeland Security. A group of UFO researchers with backgrounds in science have come together to analyze an alleged UFO video that they have confirmed comes from the Department of Homeland Security. The object in the video was captured by a thermal imaging camera on DHS aircraft, and according to the researchers, it exhibits the characteristics that cannot be explained by any known aircraft or natural phenomenon. The video is overlaid with the sort of telemetry one would expect from a military or law enforcement thermal image camera. It shows an object apparently moving very quickly over land and then into the ocean. It seems to be tumbling or changing shape. It moves over buildings, through trees, and eventually over the ocean. Then things get weird. The object appears to go in and out of the ocean without slowing down, and at the end of the video is either joined by another object or breaks into two. Several communications from alleged DHS employees indicate the video has caused quite a stir on the base. Is alien technology being demonstrated in this video? You can take a look at the report yourself, which researchers say took over 1,000 man-hours to complete. It indicates that whatever took place, it is certainly unusual. The entire report is 161 pages long and thoroughly explains their work and how they came to their conclusions. To take a look at the report and this astonishing UFO video, visit darkmatternews.com. Mel's hole may have been found. A listener, Aaron S., sends in a report that Mel's hole is not sitting out in an isolated region of the Manistus Ridge. It is being guarded by a closely knit group of locals. Check out artbell.com for the photos and tell us what you think.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
A new theory suggests that humans with blood type Rh negative belong to an extraterrestrial lineage. Humans can have four general blood types, A, B, AB, and O. This classification is derived, according to scientists, from proteins which are found on the surface of cells which are designed to fight off bacteria and viruses in the human body. The vast majority of human beings on this planet have these proteins, which means they are Rh positive. But a minor group, the Rh negative, lacks these proteins. So how is this crucial difference explained scientifically? And why does it even exist? Throughout the years, several scientific studies have searched for the answer. Now, scientists believe they have found out a fascinating thing in regards of Rh positive and negative. According to this scientific theory, in the distant past, extraterrestrial beings visited the Earth and created, through genetic manipulation, the Rh negative with an intention of creating a race of slaves. The Basque people of Spain and France have the highest percentage of Rh negative blood. About 30% have RR, Rh negative, and about 60% carry one R negative gene. But aliens? Really? According to investigators, this would explain why Rh-negative mothers do not tolerate fetuses with Rh-positive blood. Rh-positive and Rh-negative groups tend to repel each other instead of merging. Interestingly, the Rh-negative strain is characteristic, for example, of the British royal family, which has generated controversial theories about a possible extraterrestrial lineage. Although this hypothesis has not been confirmed, the disturbing questions it generates floats in the air. How civilized world would react to the fact that a small portion of Earth's population has a genetic code that has been altered in the distant past by highly advanced extraterrestrial beings? What if it is possible, after all of our skeptical views, that in the end, the negative Rh group of people have a connection to beings not from Earth? And what if there still is a mysterious bond that connects them? How would life on Earth change? I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.